Please, may you be seated. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, our salvation. Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor for all that you have done for us. If we are still living in the land of the living, then it is by your grace. Father, it is time that we are about to listen to your word. Heavenly Father, I pray that you use me just as an instrument to speak to your people. Father, may you speak to your people. And in the name of Jesus, I take authority over all principalities, powers and rulers of darkness. And I say that as the word of God is coming, you may not be able to function in the name of Jesus. Amen. People of God, today we are asked to preach on the theme, Jesus Christ, our salvation. Jesus Christ, our salvation. The scripture tells us in John 16, 31, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 31. It says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. People of God, we are here this morning because we love Jesus. We are here this morning because we want salvation for our souls. And this salvation that we are looking for, we cannot get it in any other person than in Jesus Christ. The scripture also tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. When I'm here this year, and next year, as someone here can't want someone or say, Jesus Christ, only in Quadje, natural seven air catching, our Acts of the Apostles, chapter 31, or say, Sir, Uje Rede di Ubenyanqua, Unu fearful, you know. The two most important reasons why we are Christians is our love for our Lord Jesus Christ and also for salvation for our souls. This salvation that we are looking for, we cannot get it in any other person, but we can only get it in Jesus Christ. So, let me ask this question. As a Christian, as you are a Christian right now, if somebody who is not a Christian should come to you and ask you the question, who is Jesus Christ? What answer are you going to give? And from your brother Christopher, say, Obi, I want your Christian. Oba, when Chelo Bisa say, why ni Yesu? Why ni Jesus Christ? Say, now, Becca. Who is Jesus Christ? We know that he is our salvation. But who is Jesus? When Jesus Christ was here on the earth, he himself asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? So if I ask this question today, please, people of God, what answer will you be? What will be your answer? This is found in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. But the good news is that Peter gave us the answer in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. Simon Peter answered Jesus and said, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus himself confirmed Peter's answer by saying that, blessed are you, Simon, for this was not revealed to you by the flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Jesus Christ, besides your fornice, now Momo say, may you whine. Now Peter, am I a Muayano? Peter say, only a Jemquano, only Messiah, no, only Onyanko Portias for the Bano. Now Ocasano, Jesus, so edgy to Mr. Ampa, Peter. enya honam ani moja ana aka sasemu a kire wo nemum eye hon kronkron no ana aka sasemu a kire wo. Matthew chapter 16 verse 16 to 17. Indeed, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he is the anointed one. He is Emmanuel, a Greek word which means God with us. He is the Son of God, and he is the Son of Man. He is the Savior of the world. Yesu Kristo a ofri Nazareth no ono ne de ya sra ne ngo no ni din ni Emmanuel Greek word that it said onyame one yen ewo ho oyɛ onyankopɔ tiasefo ne ba na ono so ba asase so no ofrɛ ne ho sɛ onipa ba no na ono ɛna oyɛ ewiase nyina agyenkwa. According to the Bible, Jesus Christ is the incarnate word of God. He is fully human and fully God. This is a mystery. Jesus Christ is fully human, and at the same time, he is fully God. Onyankopon obasa sisu se nipa ani efeni Yesu. Na Jesus at the same time no ono anso ani nyame sa same way asetie no e de ma ni papa papa yetumi ntia se Jesus urade dom yen na yekoduro osoro hima mu ho a ho na ebe hu de ntia ye ka se Jesus, he is the same God. Let's look at 1 Timothy 3:16. The scripture says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God has manifest in the flesh. And according to John chapter 1 verse 14, the word, which is Jesus Christ, became flesh and dwells among us. So from this, you can see that Jesus, even though he came to this world as a human being, he is God. He is God. Oyo nyame. Yesu Kristo obasa asisi se ni padua mu de. Nanso oyo nyame. Na ono ene na mno so ama mene wo yenya enkwa. In the future, and according to the Bible, Jesus will return to this earth to claim his bride, which is the church, without spot and wrinkle. He is going to be the judge of the world, and he's going to establish his kingdom also on this earth. Are you ready for him? Trust someone and yet as I said. Say yes, yeah, yeah, can who are saying yes, yeah, or yeah, we are saying, and Chebia, Obasa Bassas is with you. Now, Obaba Fa, Nay Fro, I ask Safono, I a fee, and then Kawabia and him. Now, maybe, sir, say, why a crowd? Are you ready for him? Are you ready for him? People of God, we know that Jesus Christ and humanity, we have an enemy. And the aim of this enemy is to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to do everything possible to cause man to disobey God and incur the wrath of God. Onyame adesye, ye nimu se, Yesu Kristo, ena ye enipa, ye wo otanfo. Na otanfo na ye wo nunu. Na juma wa ye wo yane se, Oba be wi ayen na wa kum yen na wa se yen the opese o yen nyina ne se enkwagye na o nyankopɔ de amaye no sa enkwagye no ebebɔ yen na akwan am nam so a ode ye sa ne amaye nyina ne se abibia ode nada ene na ede entro ene ne ma enye ene ode ma nipa na se nipa di echi a na wa hwe ase. As human beings, we were created in the image of God so that we are going to have personal relationship with God. However, this enemy, he used deception to cause us to sin against God and to strain the relationship that existed between us and God. Onyame obo nipa obo yense yense so. Yesu Kristo onu anu yen nyame na onu obo yense yense so. Obo yense beya. Oni yen yebenya ayonkofa.
Na otamfo ameka na semi bo modie atimi ye adwuma ama yonkofa na da ye ni Kristo ntem no sa ayonkofa no ebeseye elunti ama ekoba se onipa daseni we lost the glory of God onyame enu onyame no eboyen. Because the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. The same Bible continues to explain to us that the wages of sin is death, according to Romans 6:25. But you know what? We did all this, but despite all the sin that we sin against the world, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, who is Jesus Christ our Lord, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I don't follow any part of your share, say, oh, yeah, me, now, so, oh, yeah, me, because of doing, and even though your share, say, no, or the double years of Christ to a bass, I see, so said, and I'm not so, my any part, yeah, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So Jesus Christ came to save the world with his precious blood. Onyame suma ne ba ne se omre wiase na omewu emegye yenkwa. Enti Jesus Christ oba asase so na Bible say odini moja no abeto me ene wo. Wa ma ene me ne wo yenya da nkwa. Owi na wo sori na ne wu somre to me nti. I'm going to do yourself for also in Kunim. People of God, Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross has enabled salvation through a mystery that we cannot understand. Yes, you knew who I was saying you answer. Now, oh, sorry, Yentino. I'm a man, you ya benya and quadje. Now, say, nam swa. Yes, you were my and quadje. No, any point to me for not drink and tears yet. What kind of love is this? That a man should lay down his life so that others will be saved. And then what do I need to say? Say, onipa, and then the crab to ho. Say, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, that for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And the same is also found in 1 Corinthians 7:23. God Almighty, who came to this world as a human being, his name is Jesus. And because he came to this world as a human being, he went through everything that we are going through. So whatever you are going through, God is aware of it. Jesus is aware of it. And he can deliver you. I don't know more. Jesus Christ, ye wo no mo ba asase so se enipa. Eluti de enipa komu nyina, Jesus nso ebefa mu. Eluti enam nim ade a wo fam. Na so se ne tie bia, bibia wo nam mu no, Jesus wa komu pen. Etu onim ha wo nam mu, onim amane a wo nam mu na obegye wo na wa ma wo da nkwa. Hallelujah. People of God, I want you to also to be understand the fact that everyone who has ever lived on this earth will face judgment to determine whether he or she will end up in heaven or in hell, according to 2 Corinthians 5:10, and then also in Hebrews 9:27. Ah, what yes, I see so. And maybe by yes, Subesan, by the second time. Now, by second time now, oh, Master Abonne for young Kun. Oh, man, say, oh, Guaman, you in the Moja, Aji, Nemo, he is coming as a judge. Or Basso Temua for now, Bibuya and Tay. Now, Temu no Bibuyano, and then a better, Babia Ubia Ubina Uda Enqua. For according to 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we shall all face the judgment seat of Christ. And each and every one will receive according to what they did whilst in the body. Yeah. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things
done while in the body, whether good or bad. Now we are in the body, and whatever we do whilst we are in this body is what is going to judge us, whether good or bad. Whatever you do will determine where you're going to have eternity. Hallelujah. Remember also that when we are talking of salvation, there is no specific verse, and there is no specific chapter, and there is no specific book of the Bible that talks about everything that we need to be able to be saved by our Lord Jesus Christ. But we know from Matthew chapter 22 verse 37 that we should love God with all our soul, with all our mind, and with everything that we have. People of God, in worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ, nothing should get in our way of our total devotion to Jesus Christ. We must be humble and not arrogant or self-righteous. But today, we are tempted to let money, power, prestige, fashion, miracles, wonders to become our primary focus and our primary goal. Our love for the Lord has turned around. We rather love the world instead of loving our Lord with our whole heart. Onyame ade sie no mo. Bible ni mo. Yenyi chapter and our verse and our specific book said, sa book we dia en kwaje a Kristo dia bre ne ho asem nko ana eka. Na so so Bible ni mo nyina mo no, ya oba bia ya twotwro na ma bia ese onipa ye. Na saa ne mane na wo ya enam so ema obetime anya enkwagye ade ama wo kra. Eno na ye di kaka Matthew chapter 22 verse 27. O se yemfa ya dwen ye kra ye bibia yemfa no awurade. But enese ye hwe wiase a de ye hu ne se se onipa ebedo wiase Jesus no. Enipa edo wiase ne ema. Eno ti ene enipa pe tumi. Enipa pe enije. Na enipa pe de afa ne se fashion. Saa ne ma no enipa ade ne hoto so. Eti ene enipa nhye da nim Kristo na yesum no no. Eti ama enipa mfa ye ho to Kristo ni so yiye. But we must love God. We must love our Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that those of us sitting here, we all love God. Because if not because of our love for God, I don't think you will be here this morning. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing that we also know is that God wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves, as found in Mark chapter 12, verse 31. In this way, God wants us to be kind and respectful to other people. It means having a sincere concern for the welfare of others. Jesus wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves. If we do love our neighbors as ourselves, then we are paving our way for salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. For in Matthew chapter 25, verse 34 to 40, the Lord said, "Because you did this for your brother, you did it for me." He also continued to say that, "Because you did not do it for your brother, you did not do it for me." Adebako onyame epese ye ye ne se edo ye ho nam edo ye nyonko se ye ho na abrabom no ye timi nye sa na wa bebre na ne yesu hwehwe firi ye ho ne se abri bia no ye betimi adọ ye ho se odọ wo ye ntam a bibia ye ye bia no eye yie ba sa odọ ni ni ye ntam a e ma ye tosin e wo ye nyame sum mu. Hallelujah. Then we are also to put our trust in Jesus. We must trust and obey him, for he is our only way to salvation. You see, it is because Jesus died and resurrected, that is why Christianity is different from all other religions. You see, in all other religions, it is man who is searching for a supreme being to worship. But in Christianity, it is God who is searching for the fallen man, that he should come back to him and reconcile with him. Adolfo no mo, dear ma Christo sum, any or summa a cano, as so say, Adam when he say, a summa a caning in anno, o nipa a penyame asumno, o nipa penyame be asumno, o yamene say, o ye dia, so ye boar, say ye so, and ye o nipa share asumno. Now, by Christo Munsua, and you yame and our share in the power, yira, so one sign am running chain. It is the opposite. Hallelujah. Now, the word of God wants us to say that if really we are to have salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, then we must repent and also forgive others for everything that they have done against us. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Luke 15, verse 7 says that when just one person repent, the angels in heaven, they rejoiced. Oh, this is very good. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. How wonderful. How lovely is God that the repentance of just one person brings joy to the whole kingdom of heaven. Adolfo no onyame mpese obi awu ne boni mu etu aman yakwanya ne se Jesus Christ mama yen kwaje dia esese ye ye boni a ye ji ye boni tum na ye nu ye ho na ya sakra efri sa boni ne ho. To repent means to turn 360 degrees. You turn from that. So we need to repent. And then also, we have to forgive everyone who has sinned against us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. Matthew chapter 6, 14 to 15. For if you forgive others their trespasses, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Hallelujah. So, if we want God to forgive us, then should somebody sin against us, we are to forgive that person. Because the scripture says, if we do not forgive, there are so many people who find it very difficult to forgive people when they sin against them. My dear brother, my dear sister, as long as we live in this world, we shall sin against ourselves. And some other people who also sin against us. But the scripture is telling us that when some people sin against us, if we want God to forgive us our sins, then we should also forgive all those who have sinned against us. Without that, it will be difficult for us to get salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The next thing is that we must lead a moral life. We should avoid sins like murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, hostility, greed, envy, jealousy, and drunkenness. Se ye pese Jesus Christ ye nyang kwajie ewo nimu dia ade ba ko ese enipa ye bo bra ye hwese ye betwe ho firi ho ene boni bi ti se dwama mo krono any time I call your Jackie and I feel as a bro. I'm going to make us a bro in the person. Hallelujah. We are also to do the work of God on this earth. As I say, I see, yeah, onyami juma. Oh, as I see so.
If we are able to do that, we shall find favor with the Lord. And the Lord God Almighty is going to give us our salvation. Because according to the Acts of the Apostles chapter 4, verse 12, the word of God says that, Acts chapter 4, verse 12, can you project that for me? Now, we are talking about Jesus Christ, our salvation. And Acts chapter 4, verse 12 is telling us that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given by which we must be saved except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes, some people ask, so, if I don't accept Jesus, but I do good, I give money to the orphanage, I do everything good, but I don't accept Jesus, can I have salvation? Acts 4:12 is telling us that there is no other name on this earth by which we can get salvation except through the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. People of God, I just want to bring today's message to a close. But I want you to take note of this. The basis of salvation is grace. And the instrument of salvation is faith. And the resource of salvation is good works. I repeat. The basis for salvation is grace. And the instrument of salvation is faith. And the result of salvation is good works. Adafunumu. Enkwagyea enipa yenam Kristo so ye nyen eya adom. Adom ana ode age yen. Enya yaya ya ho ode enya bibibia Yesu Kristo no wabewu. Na ode ne moja atua ye ka amanne yade ye ho. Eluti esese onipa se obonya san kwagye na ese unye gidie ewo Yesu num. You have to have faith. Na se onipa nya gidie ewo Yesu mu a ni nyuma enema awo ye no edadi. Se obi se wabegi Kristo edi. But he continues to do whatever he's been doing now. It's questionable that person has actually accepted Jesus. When we encounter Jesus, there must be a change in our life. In whatever we are doing, people should see a change in our life. But if we encounter Jesus, but we don't see any change in our life, then the Jesus that we have encountered is questionable. Hallelujah. We know that we have salvation, and our salvation is only through Jesus. Let me ask you, is Jesus your Lord? Is Jesus Christ your Lord? How do you worship him? How do you serve him? Bow down your heads and let us pray. Almighty Father, we thank you for speaking to us. Today you have told us that there is no salvation in any other person except you. Because the word of God says that it is only through Jesus, our Lord, that we have salvation for our soul. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that today you have spoken to us. You have made us conscious of the fact that we cannot get salvation in any other person but through you. Father, we know the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. So, Father, we beg you that you assist us. Help us, Lord Holy Spirit, so that our faith in you will be strengthened and we shall find salvation for our soul. We thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.